game of the week.
Ryan and Lee, thank you very much. In the first half, Orange 215 yards total offense. Watterson 76, 22 on the ground, 55 passing for Watterson. Make it 77 yards. 108, 107 respectively, rushing and passing. What balance for Orange. 12 first downs to 5 in favor of Orange. Each team with 3 penalties. 2 interceptions by Watterson. 1 fumble by Orange. And third down conversions, 2 of 6 for Orange. Watterson, zip of 7. First half, Andrews passing was 6 of 18, 54 yards, 4 carries for 6 yards. Palma touched it 9 times for 16 yards. Meyer, 3 catches, 28 yards. Schmeling, 9 of 13, 107 yards and a touchdown, 6 carries, 48 yards. Starn, 8 carries, 33 yards and 2 touchdowns. Rogers, 3 catches for 34 yards. Kickoff time to start the second half. It is high, it is deep, and we will not have a return. The return started from the end zone. It was a yard deep. Well, waited for a second, and they whistled it. We'll bring it out to the 20-yard line for a touchback. All right. Now, Orange is going to have it first, but Larry, if you were Brian Kennedy, what did you tell your team at halftime?
Listen, the last score, everybody knows that's a dagger because it's going to be tough for Washington to score 3 times against this team. But you have to take the positives. The positives were that we played for a quarter and a half, nose-to-nose with one of the best Division I football teams in Central Ohio. Let's go out and do it again.
First and 10 from the 20-yard line now for Orange with Luke Schmeling running the show on offense. He's got one back in the backfield, 2 wide to the bottom of the formation. Sheldon readjusts now a little wider. Wing in motion. Handoff. Right up the middle, nice little gap. The big number 22 up the middle now. That is Jack Applegate. Haven't seen much of Stern recently.
By number
no, big old Zach off. Stevenson pulled around from his left guard that time, and he literally had a Watterson defender on roller skates. He took him 8, 9, 10 yards downfield.
Approaching the top of the hour, you are listening to WBSG Columbus St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20. Randy Reinhardt, Larry Wolf, Greg Savoldi, along with Scott Rex. Glad to have you aboard on location here at Otterbein University. Ryan Baker, the Cochran, back in the studios of AMA 20. Gain of 8 on the play, second down and 2 from the 28-yard line. Applegate again off the left side. Got to the 30, falls forward to the 31. That's enough for a first down with 43 seconds gone in the second half.
I'm kind of mesmerized by this old tangy offensive line because being an old wing tee guy, I love to watch the interior line, and it's just fun to watch these guys. They've had good feet. And Watterson defense is stout. Now, let's not get crazy. They're not blowing them off the line by 10 yards or whatever, but they're doing a nice job of getting their feet underneath them and moving this defensive line for Watterson.
Watterson hits the road next week to take on Walsh Jesuit. In fact, they're on the road for the next 3. Then they play at Wheelersburg, then at Benedictine. Ouch.
Wow.
First and 10 from the 31-yard line. A little whistle before the start of the play. We'll see what that is all about with 10:50 on the clock. Delay a game, our back judge says. It took too long. The flag resting right by his knee at the 46-yard line. So a referee, Gene Best, signals 5-yard penalty against Orange. So move it back 5 yards to the 26-yard stripe. Hey, you know, you've mentioned it a multitude of times, but this offensive line, not only are they beefy, but they're very mobile as well, too.
They're not soft bodies and big old, heavy guys. They're athletes. They've got good feet.
Oh, big hit in the backfield.
Yes, sir.
And down goes Applegate. Gate. Solid hit on the play. I think that was 36 coming through, wasn't it?
It sure was.
It was Kyle Naderhoff who made the hit.
Kyle's had a couple big hits tonight.
Never mentioned the D for Watterson up front. Holden Jones with Connor Calhoun. Luke Slater will see sometimes. Luther goes 6 feet, 330. And Matt Romberg, linebackers Kyle Naderhoff, Grant Horvath, and Nate Meyer. In the secondary, it's Jack Frecker along with Court Marbaugh. Each of those guys at corner have had good games. Casey Calhoun at a safety along with Cam Headley. Second down, let's mark it back to the 25-yard line. They lose one on the play, second and 16. Again with the wing to the bottom of the formation. They'll keep it on the ground again.
Ooh.
And nothing there off the left-hand side again. Number 36 is a man-possessed Kyle Naderhoff. Takes Applegate and drives him back to the 22-yard line, but the forward progress will be at around the 26.
I'm not exactly who said what to whom in the locker room, but Naderhoff took it personally because I'll tell you what, he's come out like a ball of fire this second half.
Nay, Naderhoff. Third and 15 from the 26. 9:40 left to go. Orange on top, 20-0. Big play here for the Watterson defense.
Big play for the Watterson defense. If they can get off the field here, they can get decent field position to start the second half for them.
Forbes and Shelton to the bottom. Forbes the widest guy. Now he moves in motion behind Shelton. Little toss trying to turn the corner. Nothing there. Applegate brought down right at the 25-yard line. Great pursuit.
Matt
going to the football. Yep. Was six, and Romberg is the defensive end. But two solos, one assist last week. Played a very physical game against Whitehall. And a guy that has really come on the last couple of weeks for Watterson as well, too, in the end of scrimmages and the first game of the season.
Well, there have been Rombergs at Watterson for a few years now. They've been there for, I don't know, 6 or 7 years.
Patrick played quarterback and led the team to a 2010 state championship. Schmeling, a little rugby move to his right. It is a high kick, and it's going to head way out of bounds. But around the 40-yard line is where it's caught. But, man, it went out of bounds near midfield. In fact, it didn't even cross the 50. They're going to put it between the 47 and the 48-yard line. My question is, how do you know when it's that high if the punt goes 22 yards?
Well, the guy with the white hat stands behind the kicker, and the guy with the black hat runs down until they figure out where the line was.
And?
It ain't rocket science.
Well, what do you do? You look up and go, I think you're out of bounds now?
No. You just say, where am I when the ball crossed you? And that's...
Mm-hmm. I think you need a sensor in the football and a sensor along the sidelines.
No.
Yes. First and 10 from the 47-yard line. Flags. We're going to stop this thing before we got started. 8:41 on the clock. We're going to have a false start perhaps on the offense.
On...
Gene
Nate Meyer.
Yeah, might have the slowest hand up. Rotation of the arm.
Are we starting to get after our men in stripes?
No,
I just want to make sure that we understand. This is the broadcaster.
This was a very deliberate call by Gene.
Flinging poo.
That's my nickname. No, they're doing a great job. I thought that was very deliberate on his part, though. Andrews, quick pop across the middle, a little behind the intended receiver, Frecker, and waiting for the football as well, too, was Bryce Houston in coverage.
The problem with that play is by the time he made the play fake to the running back, the window to throw the ball had closed, and the only place he could throw it was behind the receiver.
Second down.
I just thought the circular motion looked more like a dance than it did a call.
I'm calling him up and telling him he said that.
Wow, I have to justify stuff to the teacher, too, here. Larry Wolf still teaching. Second and 15, quick pop out of the backfield, goes to Palmer, near side, 50, 45, down the sidelines, and skirts out of bounds at around the 43-yard line. Going to mark his left leg out of the 42, so pick up one additional yard, so it'll be a third down and short situation now for the Eagles after a gain of 10 on the play. Third down, they need about five.
This may be four down territory. They need a good three-yard play here. Whatever you've got in your playbook, if you think you can get three good yards, this would be a good time to get it.
Calhoun and Frecker to the top of the set. Spencer has an H-back. Hand off. De Palma goes into the scrum at the 42-yard line, and he got maybe 2 feet.
We used to call that a Cobra blitz. That's a short corner blitz. They brought him off the boundary, and number one blitzed from the outside in. And he Jaden Rogers actually was the guy that was holding on to the back of him, prevented the forward progress.
Fourth down, and we'll still call it five. He gained about a foot on the play. Now, you look at Cole Andrews. He is at a quarterback slot right now from a pistol set. He can punt from there.
He's got three wide
to the top, though. He's going to look to his left across the middle. Gun to pass, and it's caught at the 30 down to the 29-yard line. I was wondering if it was Charlie Spencer time again. And Spencer makes the grab, and a nice gain as he falls from the 31 down to the 29. This is a guy with soft hands, a tight end at 6'4 and 222.
He's big, he's angular, he's got good long arms, and he's got soft hands.
Picks up 13, first and 10 from the 29. Eagles have something going.
Best field position of the night for the Eagles.
Meyer to the top. Yep. Two to the bottom. Calhoun the widest there. Frecker also to that side.
ISO.
De Palma, but we've got flags and whistles before. We've got a procedural call.
False start, Eagles.
It's going to be on the offense. Now, they signaled defense first, but now we go to the offense. Now, is that a deliberate kind of circular arm motion by Gene or not?
I'm trying not to be critical of the men in stripes.
Oh, gee. Why start something new now at your age? Come on,
I'm closer to death.
No, you're not. You're getting younger every day.
As far as you know, that's not correct.
You are ageless.
Yeah.
When I grow up and get your age, I want to be just like you.
Yeah.
First and 15.
Did I mention dog years before?
Yes, you did. And I think we'll both be in the doghouse pretty soon. Quick pop out of the backfield.
Out.
That is considered a backward pass. It goes to De Palma, and he got ravaged on the play. Waiting for him as he turned the corner was Dom Davis. Davis is playing the Sam linebacker tonight in place of Jack Neer, who was injured, but he was waiting for him as he turned the corner, and he's going to lose another yard back to the 36.
When Cole Andrews turned his shoulders to the sideline, it looked like a jailbreak. All I saw was five white jerseys sprinting to the sideline as fast as possible. That play had no chance.
Like fireflies going to a flame. Second and 16 now. Calhoun to the top. He's the lone super wide guy. Two backs in the backfield. And it's De Palma on the right-hand side, 35-30, but it may be coming back. He's down at the 28, maybe the 27, but there's a hanky back at the 36-yard line with six and a half left.
Face mask.
I wonder if it's a hold. From where it was thrown, it looked like where one of the offensive linemen was. Yeah, it's a holding call against Watterson. There was one lineman on this side of the field, and really was away from the play, too.
Yep.
And that's where the penalty is called. And that's going to hurt because that was a nice run broken off by De Palma. It's going to mark the ball all the way back to the 46-yard line. They need to get it down to the 20 for a first down, so they need 26 yards.
Was placed on the pioneer 46-yard line.
Well, what they need to do is get half of it.
Down 26.
And then if they don't get it, then punt the ball and put them deep in a hole and see if Orange will turn it over for them.
Meyer Frecker to the top, Calhoun to the bottom. Second and 26. Andrews back to throw. Pressure on. Rolls to his left. Throws it downfield. Pass knocked away. Nearly intercepted. Calhoun going for the ball. Fighting Jaden Rogers. And they both push the ball back upfield some 5 yards. So it'll be third down and 26 now. You know, Larry, you said they were across the 50 before when they had reasonable yardage. It was four down territory. I assume here, if they don't convert it, it's going to be a punting situation.
You're punting this thing. You want to put them as deep in their territory as they can be.
Yeah, it's strange because you look at parts of this game, and Watterson, after the first 5 minutes, really has been able to hold their own.
Absolutely.
They gave up the late touchdown in the first half. Third down and 26, but they've always been in the defensive mode. On the delay, the handoff. There's a little gap. De Palma inside the 40, the 35, down to the 33-yard line. Do you contemplate a 50-yard field goal just to get something going?
You're into the wind. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's true.
If you're going the other direction, maybe, but this is no man's land. You're at the 34. You almost have to go for it. But they don't have a 14-yard play in the arsenal. You know what I mean? There's really nothing that they've done all night that looks like 14 yards, but they're going for it.
Well, Spencer's looked like it a couple times. He picked up 13 on that one pass play. Let's see if they go that route again. He's going to be the middle of the three to the top.
Yep.
Frecker to the inside. Calhoun wide. It's Meyer to the bottom. De Palma in the backfield. From the gun, out of the flat, goes to De Palma inside the 30, 25. Only got it down inside the 24-yard line. He's about 3.5 yards shy of the first down, and the Pioneers will take over with 5:31 left in the third.
He just needed another gear. You know, he needed to make one more guy miss, and he had a chance. But, you know, it was a good drive for them. They did a nice job. They showed a few things. They ran the trips to the field and threw the swing pass into the boundary twice, and it worked both times. So that's a good thing for Washington.
So the Pioneers get it back. First and 10 from their 23-yard line. Last year, 6-5 for Orange. 2 years ago, 4-6. 3 years ago, 4-6. They were 3-0 that year, though, in games decided by 3 points or less. By Ben Scully, stat of the night. From inside the 24-yard line. The ball's free. Schmeling lost the handle, flags all over the place. Watterson says they have the football. Let's see if this is a dead ball foul. It is. It was a dead ball foul, so the play never happened. False start on the offense.
Have you been thinking about what I said about there should be no declining penalties?
I've been thinking about it.
It's not such a bad deal, I'm telling you.
Smells very Canadian football rules to me, but I don't know.
Ball is placed on the 18-yard line.
I'm just saying, you committed the foul. You ought to be penalized.
Down 15.
So that takes the variable out of the equation.
Right. You don't have to accept or decline. Just measure it up, mark it off.
Two to the top, wing to the bottom, one back in the backfield. Schmeling from the gun now appears to the sidelines to get an update on the play from Coach Schroeder. Now they're going to jam the box. Watterson has 9, and they're coming. And the sweep to the right-hand side, if they don't make the hit at the 20-yard line, that thing's going to go forever. But they do undercut the ball carrier right there. Good job coming up to make the hit on the play by Court Marbaugh. As Starn is back in there, and Starn got to the 20, and that's about it.
One of the things I'm seeing Watterson do better this year than last year is defensively they're keeping their angles better. They're not, in other words, if you have outside contain, you're staying outside. If you're an alley player, you're running in the alley. It seems like they've got more people doing more things the right on the defensive side this year.
They just seem to have better foot speed. They flow to the football so effortlessly now. And in the past, it seemed to be more of a struggle. Are they coming again? Yep. But we've got a whistle. And we've got a timeout. Olin Tangi Orange. They'll burn a timeout. They take their first one of the second half. 4:51 left to go. They lead by 20. We'll take a break on the CCL Game of the Week here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Hi, I'm Vince DeAndrea from Miracle Motor Mart. We've been a family business serving the Columbus community for over 28 years. To us, being a family business means we treat every customer like family. We have two locations, one on the corner of Morse Road and Cleveland Avenue, and the other on East Main Street with a full service center. We have about 400 vehicles in stock. Visit our website at MiracleMotorMart.com and experience the miracle difference. Ask for me, Vince DeAndrea.
Alexander Blackman with his third touchdown of the game, and Hartley leads Central Crossing 24-6. Lancaster has scored two touchdowns, and it's now 34-14 to Sales.
I got to tell you something. I think we eat better at games than we do at home.
I'm not saying that. My wife does a great job cooking for me. Are you trying to get me in trouble again? This is not right. This is a conspiracy.
This is like a bowling league, and we have to do a football game, too, between what we had. Pizza tonight, burgers, and then the desserts that you bring, Larry, second to none.
I made those desserts, too.
In your dream. Second down and 13. Schmeling, play action.
Down
looking.
The hole.
Long downfield for Mann. Does Anderson come back in the football? He tries to, but the defender does not. And a flag going to be tossed against Frecker at the 43-yard line.
That was an easy call. Frecker couldn't stop. The defender stopped, or the offensive man stopped, and Frecker just ran him over.
Yeah, Manny put on the brakes at around the 44-yard line, turned back to the football, and Frecker just plowed through.
Problem is that's a 15-yard penalty, so it's going to be a first down, and it's going to be out at about the 34-yard line. But
take it up to the 35 because they were at the 21, maybe up to the 36. So with 4:44 left to go, it'll be a first down. Spotted just past the 35. So the Pioneers, again, thinking the Eagles would be sending everybody, decided to go deep, and they draw the penalty, and they'll keep their drive alive. Stalemate in the third quarter here. Nobody scored. Still 20-0, though, from the first half. Funny how they carry over that score from the first two quarters.
Sometimes doesn't seem fair, does it?
No, it doesn't. Two wide to the bottom. Backs offset now for Schmeling. Under center. Going to head it off. Starn, 35, 36, 37-yard line.
Watterson has just run blitzing on almost every play. They're sending a linebacker to where they think the play is going almost every play. And they've guessed right most of the time. So they've done a good job scouting. But any kind of play action here, and they're going to be minus a couple players down the middle.
And you're just wondering when they're going to pop it across the middle, and then they could run forever.
Well, a little mesh route. You know, any kind of crossing route. You're in man coverage on the outside, and any kind of crossing route underneath in those zones. And, you know, if you had a hot concept, that's what you would be doing with your receivers. But
second down and a long eight. On the ground it goes, and Starn puts his head down. Lost the football at the 40-yard line. Scrum is on, and Watterson says they have it. And the officials agree.
And it's fumbled on the play. Recovered by Joe Watterson. Eagles!
And the Eagles have the football. Coming up with it, guess who? Number 10, it is Court Marbaugh.
He's had a pretty good ball game here today.
I think he's in the running for the Mark J. Mitchell Good Hands Award.
Has to be.
On the 40-yard line. First and 10, Eagles!
So the Eagles will have the ball, first and 10 from the Pioneer 40-yard line. Offensively for the latecomers, what has worked for Watterson today?
Well, they've run the swing route. See, they got the trips formation again to the top, so the swing route down here to the bottom is going to be open.
De Palma to the left of Andrews from the gun in the backfield. Although he stays in the block now.
One-man route.
Andrews going long downfield for Meyer, and oh, he almost caught the ball. Came back to the inside. The pass was going long, and Meyer cut back inside. Coverage on the play by Rogers. Stuck up about three fingers of his hand and nearly corralled that football.
It looked like a pick all the way, and Nate Myers jumped inside of the defender and almost hauled it in. It would have been a touchdown. He'd have walked in the end zone. And, yeah, it's a great effort by Nate.
great adjustment to the football. Second down and 10 now for the Eagles. They need to dent the scoreboard. Spencer, Frecker, Calhoun, top, Meyer, bottom, picked up by Rogers. One-on-one. He's right in his face at the line of scrimmage. Back offset is De Palma. Takes it around the right side.
And no
he
place
fights
to
get the 40. Houston is waiting for him. We should specify that it's Bryce Houston.
Tackled by number 42.
Bryce Houston just mauled him. I mean, he literally ran him down.
Bryce, one of two Houstons on the team. Those two guys not related. Zach Harrison, all Ohio. Bryce Houston, all Ohio. Third down and 10. We'll get funky here at Otterbach. There you go. Uh-huh. Three to the bottom, one to the top. Andrews back to throw. Guns it. Has his man. Is that Spencer again? You kind of judge by the hands on the far side.
No, it
could be Nate Meyer. Yeah, you're right. Meyer
with
the soft hands makes the catch. And that was a bullet by Cole Andrews that time, and picks up 11 and moves the sticks.
That's the best timing route I've seen. They ran about they ran to the sticks about 10 yards, turned inside, and the ball was waiting for him. He threw the ball before Nate Meyer made the turn.
And I was told that Watterson was signaling a lot of plays, but I see Andrews going to the sidelines on almost every play. He's putting in a lot of real estate and garnering a lot of yardage east and west. Handoff goes to De Palma. Undercut at the 30, falls forward for maybe a chance to get it back to the line of scrimmage. Also, we're not seeing a whole lot at running back past De Palma. We thought we might see more of Cam Headley or Joey DeCaminata or maybe Kyle Naderhoff.
Well,
so far it's been just De Palma.
Cam Headley's, you know, they've had to jumble up their defense a little bit, so Cam has to play all the time on defense. He doesn't have that substitute. So that's a problem.
And Naderhoff's playing all the time on defense as well, too.
Right.
De Palma out of the backfield with Meyer to the top. Three to the bottom. Empty covered now for Andrews on a second down at 10. Pressure comes. Little bubble. It goes out to Calhoun. Lost the ball at the 25-yard line. Scooped up, going back the other way is Joel Sarpong. Now, did he have possession of that football?
Yeah, he did. It looked like he had a couple steps. And
the goal Andrews pass is received by number five.
So on the turnover, give it back to Orange. Just past the 30-yard line. He didn't have it that long, but they say he had it long enough. And Orange gets it back from the 30.
Well-designed play, a little tunnel screen down here to the short side of the field. Good-looking play and just went somewhere without the ball. This Watterson Eagle team is much improved. I like the look of them. They're playing, obviously, a superior team tonight in Orange, but they're playing hard, and they're playing with a purpose.
Strength at the top of two tight ends, and Shelton's the one on the wing. Backs are split, and Schmeling going to hand it off. Off the left side, across the 35, up to the 36-yard line, still fighting and churning with the football is Mark Roberts. Is
That's a good old-fashioned wing T belly play.
Tackled by number 39.
Just give the ball to the fullback, halfback lead, and everybody else just man-on-man blocking.
It's kind of a Ron Golden, Brian Cross kind of play, isn't it? Old wing T coaches.
Oh, it's big time. It's a staple in the wing T.
Second down and four from the 36-yard line. 1:40. Third quarter, Orange 20, Watterson 0.
Okay, here comes the power play or the trap.
To the far side as they readjust that way.
Power play.
Rogers, left side. 35-40. Up near the sticks. May have a first down if he falls across the 40. He can move the chains with 1:18 left.
Watterson had that play snuffed out. He just couldn't get enough bodies to the tackle to stop the momentum.
May have to measure the balls resting right on the 40-yard line. Let's see.
Get a four on the play.
We have our first.
All right, here we go. First one of the year, I think.
All right, I'm going to say right now that it's short. What are you going to say?
I'm going to say you got it.
They're going to move the sticks. They didn't even bring them out.
I told you he got it.
Wow.
It's hard to be humble when you're average.
I know. Yeah, you taught AP courses. Go figure.
Yeah, that stood for also psychotic.
You had a doctorate in that, dude.
Absolutely.
Dr. Wolf is in the house.
He said psychosis.
Steal his shingle, please, from the 40-yard line.
Schmeling.
Play action, booting to the right, looking, gunning downfield, pass for Forbes. Does he catch it? Yes, he does. Nice catch by Forbes at the 46 of Watterson. A little juggle early, but Ryan Correll's at the 5'9", 160-pound senior, and picks up 14 and will move the chains with 52.2 left. That indeed is enough for a first down.
Yes.
Okay.
That is absolutely. And leave my shingle alone.
Forbes, small, shifty, and tough, according to Zeb Schroeder, the head coach.
Did he say small, shifty, and tough?
Mm-hmm. 5'9", 160.
Oh.
That's kind of small, isn't it?
Yeah, for this team, that's a munchkin.
Yeah, that's right. Too wide either side. Forbes in motion, bottom to top. He's going to get the handoff in stride, trying to turn the corner inside the 45. And churns to the 43, maybe the 42-yard line. He picked up a head of steam, but he is diminutive compared to some of the guys who are going after him. And number 36 waits for him around the corner, and a little push by Kyle Naderhoff. Knocks him to the turf.
Kyle Naderhoff at number 39.
Naderhoff, Headley, these kids are playing hard tonight. They're playing well. They're tackling. Watterson hasn't missed very many tackles. They've really done a nice job of tackling.
Gain of 3, 2nd and 7, and right now they're milking the clock. And they don't have to run another play in the third quarter. Down to 17 seconds left to go, and I think Orange would be content to call it a quarter. Up 20 to nothing. We'll see with 10, 9. Down to 5 seconds left to go. And that'll do it for the third quarter. 20-0, Orange on top. This is the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Education First Credit Union is your total mortgage source. Whether you are looking to buy your first home, refinance your existing home, or take advantage of your home's equity, we are a mortgage lender you can trust. We take pride in providing the most comprehensive line of mortgage products at very competitive rates and terms. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 81109, and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Keep away.
But it's also
my name is attorney Ed Malik of the law firm of Malik and Malik. We are a family law firm with family values. I am proud to practice law together with my three sons, Kip, Douglas, and James. Our entire family has attended DeSales, Westerville North, or St. Charles High School. It would be Malik and Malik's privilege to discuss with you work-related injuries and auto crash injuries. Thank you, remain safe, and God bless.
It's final over at Alumni Stadium. The Stallions go to 2-0 on the year. They knock off Lancaster 34-14.
Here it's 20-0, Brian, as we start the fourth quarter. Olentangy Orange, 2nd down and 7 from the Watterson 43-yard line. Schmeling on the quarterback delay to the 41-yard line. Short gain on the play. Picks up 2 before he's knocked down.
Number 5.
Hit made on the play for Watterson by number 53, Drew Davis. After three quarters, Orange 259 yards of offense, 138 rushing, 121 passing. Watterson 138, 33 rushing, 105 passing. 16 first downs for Orange, 7 for Watterson. That's where we stand after 3. Third down now, and a long 5 from the Watterson 41-yard line. Trio to the top. Harrison to the bottom. They dump out of the backfield. Schmeling looks downfield and throws it behind the intended receiver at the 36-yard line, Manny Anderson. It's fourth down.
You know, as I look at this Orange team, and we've talked all night about their size and their speed and their athleticism, the one area that they may be a little bit short is in that great running back spot. You know what I mean? They've got good, solid high school running backs, but they may not have that guy with the next gear. Of course, with that offensive line, they may not need it.
Applegate is the up man, but Schmeling's in there, a short formation. Let's see if he punts out of there, if he's going to try something tricky. He's going to punt it. A little rugby punt to the right this time. He's going to hit inside the 10-yard line and take an Orange roll and right into the defender inside the 5-yard line. Well, you couldn't place that any more perfectly.
That's inside the 1.
40 yards. I think they'll mark it just past the 1. Yeah, maybe 40 yards on that little kick, and that's the second time that Schmeling has had great support. Again, that's that speed on the outside that they have. They can, you know, just
go down and cover.
Gallop downfield, and now for Watterson, it's first down and just about 99 with 55 seconds gone in the fourth quarter. What works here on a first and 99, Larry?
Stop and go. for a little hitch route out here and then have him turn it up and go.
Marball one-on-one now with Joel Sarpong. They got to keep it on the ground and try to get out of the end zone. I'm not sure they do.
I was just going to say, it's probably easier to throw it and get it out of there than it is to run it and get it out of there.
They're going to say he barely got out of the end zone. Everybody for Orange is saying safety on the play, but they're not going to get the call. They're going to say Jack Houston made the hit, but the ball just left the end zone.
Yeah, and how much of the ball needs to leave the end zone? That's always been something. All of it? Some of it? Part of it? A nose of it?
All of it left just past the goal line here. So Andrews and company, I almost think you have to throw here. You can't risk
running
it again.
I think it's easier to run a fade route or something to the outside, high and up, and you know what I mean? Throw it up and away and let your tallest receiver try and go get it because that's the best thing you can do to get it out of there.
Meyer one-on-one against Rodgers to the top. He's looking that
better
way.
Better get rid of it. Better get
Andrews
rid of it.
Pressure
get rid
in the end zone, and he'll be sacked for the safety. And the ball nearly comes free at the end as well, too. There's a flag after the play. Safety is the call. Well, the penalty after the play could be against Olentangy Orange. So add two to the scoreboard. It's 22-0.
Cole Andrews sacked in the end zone. Sacked by number 13, Zach Harrison.
Harrison made the hit 8 yards deep in the end zone. I think the penalty is going to go in Orange, so you have the option of either assessing it on the extra point, which I think is futile, and you just want to assess it on the kickoff. So in essence,
well, there's no extra point.
Major,
it's a safety.
Oh, that's right. It's a safety. Yeah. So you're going to kick it off from the 35-yard line with a free kick.
Yep. If that's what it is.
We'll see. So they're explaining the situation now. It is a personal foul, and it's indeed against Watterson.
So they're going to kick off from the 10.
Yeah. You thought maybe it was going to go into Orange because of the celebration in the end zone, but instead it goes against the Eagles. So I don't think I've ever seen a free kick from the 10.
Mm-mm.
Have you?
Nope, but I've seen one from the 35 that went out of the back of the end zone.
Here we go. You know what I saw once I never thought I'd see? Final score 31-4.
You're right. And I was on the receiving end of the 4.
Yes.
Two safeties.
Academy and Hartley.
Yeah. Thank you for reminding me.
How many years ago was that?
That would be 1989.
I called that game. See, there was one bad snap to the punter for Hartley. Was the other one a bad snap, too?
I believe it was.
Yeah. So 31-4 was the final. And the free kick going to come from the 10-yard line. It'll be off the tee. In the person of Kevin Lamming. So now the deep men are at the 30-yard line for Orange.
You may need Jan Stenerud here. I'm telling you, and I think he's busy tonight.
How about Gurriel Yepremian?
Uh-uh.
He can at least throw it backwards here.
No.
Lamming will start from the end zone 4 yards deep to approach the football and addresses it. Hello, football.
Hello, ball.
There's the kick, and the return is going to start from the 28-yard line. On the return is Mark Roberts up across the 40, the 45, to the 46, maybe the 47, up to close to the 49-yard line. Here's a question I have. It may seem like a crazy question, but in overtime, you can score via the touchdown, the extra point, and the field goal.
Silly.
All right. And on a change of possession, if it's an interception or fumble, the ball's dead.
I don't get it.
I don't like that. But on top of that, I don't think there's any provision, and I had this in a game a few years ago on TV where the team was backed up some 60 yards, all right, lost the snap. The quarterback rolled into the end zone to make a pass. So he's 80 yards away from where they originally started. There's no provision for a safety.
No.
In overtime. I wonder what the call would be.
I don't know what the call would be. If you tackle me in the end zone, I think it's a safety game be over. But there's no rule provision for it.
First and 10 from the 48 for Orange. They just love to milk some of this clock now up by 22. Schmeling hands it off. Off the left side. Well, if you're Watterson, you've been playing defense a lot here in the second half. And right now that carry goes to Robertson. Got to reach a point where I would think your energy is a little depleted.
Absolutely. Right now, Orange is just leaning on him. And the game's 22-0, and Watterson's not going to win this game. They've played hard. They've played well and all that good stuff. But this game could get out of hand here.
Luther Clater helping to make the hit on the play.
And I hope it doesn't. You know, because Watterson's played too well and too hard to have something silly happen late in the game here.
Hina 5, 2nd and 5 now from the Eagle 47-yard line. 9:26 up to go. Backs are split. Applegate motion to the top. Schmeling rolling to the right. Looks like a busted play, and he will go down back at the 49-yard line.
That was the old belly keep. He faked the ball to the fullback off right tackle and had a lead blocker out front.
Didn't look pretty, though.
No, it did not.
So loss of a couple. It's third down and seven from there.
And didn't help that he threw a shoe trying to get around the end.
Hate when that happens.
It's not a mutter.
Hello, fodder.
Here I am at
Camp Granada. Place is very
entertaining.
And they say we'll have some fun.
It stops raining.
All right, more of the best of Alan Sherman coming up. Third down and seven, 8:48 left to go.
You might be the only two people still alive that know.
That's right. I have the elbow, by the way. He's covered in peanuts. Hand off right up the gut. Inside the 45, down to the 44. Starting on the carry that time. He'll be shy of the first down by a couple. For the Pioneers, you got a fourth down. You need at least a deuce here. Do you go for it?
I think I'll punt it. Well, let's see. Well, looks like they're bringing the guys out.
You can't tell by the personnel they changed. They changed six guys on some plays, and they still are on offense. But this time, they changed eight guys.
Just punt it, put them in a hole, and say, Watterson, you're not scoring tonight. You know, that's really what they're doing here. They're preserving the right to keep a zero on the scoreboard.
Back to receive for the Eagles, number 39.
Frecker back at the nine. Schmeling standing at the 41. Now up to the 42. 8 minutes left when he punts it. Off to the right-hand side. High kick. Will it bounce again? It exits. No, it doesn't. Stays in bounds. Bounce right up at the sideline and stayed up and scooped up along the far side by Calhoun. Well, I think he was more surprised than anything. Reminded me of the touchdown catch against Benedictine where the ball seems to be a magnet to him.
I think the ball just bounced to him and he couldn't get out of the way of it. So he thought, oh, I better grab this and run. And he didn't quite get to run.
Tell you what, Schmeling has had the bounces go his way when it comes to kicking tonight. So Watterson gets it back. The ball resting at the 14-yard line. It'll be first and 10 from there. Don't forget, we have to pick our Martin J. Mitchell Insurance Good Hands play or player of the game. Talk about that in just a second. From the 14-yard line, first and 10 for Andrews and company. In motion, top to bottom, getting the pitch and trying to turn the corner. And they'll get it up to the 18-yard line, maybe. A nice gain of about four on the play for the Eagles. As De Palma on the game. You know, Martin has been a longtime supporter, Martin J. Mitchell, of St. Gabriel Radio. He's an ex-linebacker. He wants to recognize the good hands play of the game. Larry Wolf will present the award to the player following the contest tonight. And it can be to either school, Lawrence.
Well, it's going to be tough. I mean, there's so many great athletes over there that have made big plays for Orange tonight. That's going to be a tough one.
Second down and six from the 18, 7:15 left to go. Flags on the play. Andrews across the middle, passes tip, and nearly picked off. It was tipped initially on the play by Zane Fisher and Bryce Houston. All he had to do was grab it, lost the handle, but still a flag at the 19.
See, right before that play, I was going to say one of my leading candidates is Bryce Houston because he's been everywhere tonight on defense. He's just running like a madman on defense, making play after play, and then he just dropped his interception. He's out. That's it. He can't do it.
Not enough men on the line of scrimmage for Watterson in that play.
I think Watterson thinks Orange has too many men on the line of scrimmage.
So just like that, you drop him on the run?
Absolutely. If you're going to drop a ball like that, we can't have him. Sorry.
You AP teachers. So who's still in the running?
Everybody else.
Okay. Wow. Tough learning curve.
Well, you have to start to eliminate people at this point. There has to be a reason.
Only one guy, though, gets eliminated.
Right.
Second down and just about 11. Straight back to throw. Andrews now rolling to his left, looking, gunning across the middle. Has his big man. And that's Spencer, who makes the catch around the 24-yard line, pushed back to the 23.
Spencer's made three or four catches tonight. I mean, he's obviously in the running. And for Orange, I mean, Jaden Rogers has been all over the field, too. Big number one. He has been everywhere. Big touchdown catch right before the half. I think that one kind of put, I think he had the touchdown catch right before the half.
Pickup of 11, and that will move the six. They needed 10 and a half, so it's a first and 10 from the 24. 6:48 left to go. Watterson trails 22-0. Five wide, three top, two bottom. Little bubble down to the bottom, and that was dangerous. Looking for Marbaugh, but the pass was thrown to the inside. He was more to the outside, and two defenders were coming up. They nearly picked it off.
Marbaugh is very happy he didn't catch that ball. There was it was not going to be a very good welcoming committee.
Jimmy Sensabaugh was the closest to that football. The free safety last week, a couple assists, returning starter.
There's a famous Ohio name, Sensabaugh.
It is Calhoun and Spencer to the top. Three wide now and two to the bottom. Again, empty backfield for Andrews. Pump, looks, rolls, tries to get away, lost the football, has to cover it back at the 19-yard line. In the guy that stripped the football then slid down at the 24-yard line, and he's slow to get up. In fact, he's not going to get up. Is that Harrison? Ooh, I think it is.
And I believe we've got a penalty on the bench. That's orange.
Yep. So Schroeder was on the field there, and Harrison is down at the 25-yard line. Kind of slid down, and there was some contact as well, too, and he's being attended to at the 25-yard line. That's your All-Ohio defensive end, who can also play wide out. As we mentioned, more than 25 offers already from D1 schools. Boy, that's something you hate to see as they attend to him down on the field right now. With 6:25 left to go, while we have this break in the action, let's pause for 30 seconds here on the CCL Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Ganim Medical specializes in the sales, trade, and liquidation of new and pre-owned medical equipment. From a single exam table to an entire surgery center, Ganim Medical has the equipment you need at the best possible price. Ganim Medical has the largest inventory in the Midwest. Contact GanimMedical.com. Mention this ad to receive a 10% discount on your initial order. That's Ganim Medical, GanimMedical.com.
Double-digit pay raises are history. Now money's a lot harder to get a hold of and even harder to hang on to. That's why State Farm agent Kevin Smith would like to offer you a free discount double check. He'll go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting the discount you deserve and aren't leaving any money on the table. So call State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus today, because being there to help you keep more of your money in your pocket is why he's here. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Ryan Baker back in the studios of AM 820. Lots of games going final, as most of the games tonight started at 7 o'clock. The Sales winners, 35-14 over Lancaster. Hartley also getting a win, 31-6. They beat Central Crossing. And Reedy gets their first win of the year, 49-13. They beat Lakewood. Don't forget, get all the scores and hear from the area winning coaches on the AM 820 scoreboard show. Lee Cochran and myself bring you all those scores. Tweet them to us at AM820 Scoreboard. Let's head back out now for the end of the CCL football game of the week.
Lee Cochran and Ryan Baker in one place.
That's too much talent in one room. Wow. Can't have it.
Harrison now methodically under his own power, gimping off the field right now, favoring the leg, and hopefully that is just a minor situation. He's putting pressure on both legs. It's good to see him get up. Unsportsmanlike conduct call as against Watterson. Is it not?
No, it's against Orange.
It's against Orange. They moved it back to the 35-yard line, yeah. We mentioned earlier that Coach Schroeder came out on the field, I think, concerned about Harrison. So he came out. So they move it back to the 35-yard line.
And by the way, Randall, I just got a text from somebody I don't know. It says Camp Renata with a whole bunch of question marks.
Exactly. I just got one that Thomas Worthington is
going international here.
Is 2-0 on the season, too.
I'm not even sure who this was that sent me this text.
On the delay, De Palma to the outside, 35, up to the 40-yard line. Great open field tackle on the play by Zane Fisher. De Palma looked like he had a lot more yardage to the outside or the bottom of your radio dial, if you will. And he got out to the 40-yard line, and Fisher just closed rapidly on him and made the sail just across the 40. Halfway through the fourth quarter, 6 minutes left to go, 22-0. And Watterson with the football now, second down and 5 from just past the 40-yard line.
If you want to know the secret to great tackling, it's called foot speed. Because you can close angles, and it makes it easier to tackle. And that's just the secret.
Three to the top, one to the bottom. Quick pop, dumps it out in the flat, caught on the play by Frecker, gets all the way up to the 50-yard line. And a little resurgence here by the Watterson offense, and they have a player down now. It's one of the linemen, it looks like. Or is that the palm? I can't tell right now. It looks like a leg concern, and the player is resting at the 38-yard line.
Official timeout.
No, De Palma's up, so it's not De Palma.
No, it's a bigger guy, too. He was in that area, and then he skirted to the left. And it's a lineman who's down on the field, I think, right at the 38-yard line. 5:40 left to go in this one. Ryan and Lee are back in the studios, and we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll hear more from them about the scores. This is St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Bobby Dawes with Bob Boyd Ford in Lancaster, where our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Now, during the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months, plus 1,000 trade assists on the remaining 2017 Fusions, Escapes, Edge, and Explorer. Just announced 0 for 72 and 1,000 trade assistance on remaining 2017 F-150s. Shop us 24-7 at BobBoyd.com. And remember, the best deals are always on Route 33 at the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals.
We mentioned some of the CCL teams that won tonight, a few that did not. St. Charles falls to Reynoldsburg, 34-0, and Fisher Catholic, trails Fairbanks, 35-7 late in that one.
Evan Marcos is the injured offensive lineman for Watterson, being helped off the field, putting some pressure on both legs, but not complete pressure right now as he limps off. Mark the ball across the midfield stripe at the 49 of the Pioneers. First and 10 from there. Andrews back to throw. Dumps to De Palma. Left flat across midfield. Flag down. And he skirts the sidelines. Gets down inside the 40 near the 38. But there's a flag at the 44-yard line. 5:27 left to go here in the fourth.
Probably going to get a hold on a wide receiver trying to block out there, but... we got another Watterson Eagle limping. Is that De Palma? He's trying to run it off.
Yep, it is De Palma. Because I thought I saw him limping before, but he wasn't the guy that went down. It was Marcos, so he will check out. Checking in now for the Eagles is Cam Headley. So Headley will check in the backfield. De Palma off. He's been a workhorse out there for Watterson in this contest.
Well, that's that same route that they ran earlier with trips. They just motioned to the trips and ran the little back out of the back, a little swing route to the short side. It's been a good play for him.
First down and 15 from back of the 46-yard line. Andrews wants to throw slant. Spencer across the middle, has it inside the 45 to the 43-yard line. This guy looks so comfortable going across the middle.
He's a big, strong athlete. He's got good range to him. He's got good angles. He looks good.
So good would be the operative phrase here then, right?
Good. Yeah, good. Good stuff.
So that's a bomb with a good hit there. It'll be a second down and three from the 43. 4:50 left to go. Watterson looking to get a score here before this one ends. Down 22-0. Played tough, but just too much firepower for this orange squad. Andrews from the gun, looking, rolling to his right, looking, leading a man downfield, then throwing it up for grabs, and the pass is picked off.
Late over the middle, Carlson.
Had a man short in Headley and opted to go long instead, intended for Calhoun, but the pass is picked off on the play, intercepted by the Pioneers, and they'll get it back. And it's picked off by Joel Sarpong.
Flag on the play.
And also a hanky as well, too. Personal foul. Roughing the passer against Orange. So, Watterson will keep possession of the football with 4:28 left.
Well, the problem is the quarterback for Watterson, number 16, Cole Andrews, lost his helmet. And he's a little shaken up. So, he's coming out. The backup is going in.
And that is going to be Grant Horvath. 6'1", 198, and a junior. Great athlete. And they would use him if it came up in the Wildcat look as well, too. So Horvath is going to come out there and run the offense and see if it's a running play for him on first down. They'll mark the ball all the way inside the 30, down to the 28-yard line, far hash. So now you've lost your quarterback and your running back to the last three plays and one of your offensive linemen.
Yes.
4:25 left to go.
And De Palma's giving the trainer the thumbs up and still limping down there. It's like, yeah, I'm fine, but I'm really not fine.
Horvath's going to keep it. This is why he can play in the Wildcat. Inside the 25 and flies out of bounds and around the 24, maybe the 23-yard line. Got to the corner before anybody else. And a nice gain on first down.
Watterson needs to punch one in here. If for no other reason, then it'll make practice go a little bit easier on Monday and Tuesday. You know, they've played hard and they've played well. They just don't have the firepower to put it in the end zone against this tough old Tangy defense.
De Palma's been sprinting along the sidelines trying to sell everybody that he's ready to go, but to no avail so far as he stands along the bench at the 35. Second down now and four from the 23, 4:11 left to go. Horvath with Headley to his right. And Horvath will keep And he almost put the ball behind his back for a second there and got it inside the 24-yard line and maybe a half yard on the play. Did you see that? I don't know if he lost the handle. He kind of put it back on his right bun and then brought it back around.
It was the read option look, and I think he may have bumped into the running back when he went by, and he lost control of it, and it almost went around his back.
And now Cole Andrews is going to check back in. Horvath did a good job. We'll check out. So back to the starting quarterback, Cole Andrews, the 6-foot senior, replacing the 6'1 junior. And awaiting him is a third down, and let's call it five. Come at the 24. Again, empty backfield. Quick pop, it goes to Calhoun. Calhoun to the 21-yard line, and he's wrestled down right there by Robbie Dayhoff.
He's going to need about 2.5, and he was wrestled. That's with a W-R-A-Z-Z. L-E-D.
Rattled. M-O-U-S-E, yes. He whipped him around there. That was a little mesquite rodeo action there.
He boogered him up good, didn't he?
Yeah, done. Fourth down.
Second down, you're going backwards here, aren't you?
Fourth and a long two. I was thinking of two, but it's two is the yardage they need.
That Lex Dexie will get you everything.
Thank you. Five wideouts. Quick pop on the out pattern. Caught, and the catch is made on the play by Meyer. He goes up and down.
Cramp.
Sits down. He's got a cramp, it looks like, in his left foot. He's cramping up, and he will stay along the sidelines. He's going to slide all the way out of bounds.
It doesn't matter. He's injured. They can't do the next play with him.
He's outside of the box, too. He's at the 19-yard line.
That almost looked comical. If it wasn't so painful, it would have been comical.
So first and 10 from the 17-yard line. It's being attended to right there.
Snap it.
Little pass off to De Palma. Takes it around the left side, inside the 15, down to the 14, to the 13, and then push back the left hash mark. At around the 14 with 2:45 left to go.
See, De Palma feels this is probably the best chance to score. I'm getting back in there. I want a chance to score here. I don't blame you.
And it's a race between the clock and the Eagles to see which one can get to the pay dirt first there. Can the Eagles score before the last 2.5 minutes are played?
I think you're going to probably have to throw the ball here.
Second down and 7 from the 14-yard line. We'll toss again to De Palma around the left side, and he went forward, and then he was picked up and, like a seat, set back down at the 13-yard line. Looked like he had a seam, and they just kind of picked him up and put him on the turf. So mark it at the 13. It'll be third down. 2 minutes left to go in this contest.
You know, I think I've made a decision on this award. I think it's going to be Charlie Spencer. I think he's had 4 or 5 receptions tonight. He's made tough catches over the middle. It hasn't resulted in any points, but I think Charlie's done a great job.
All right, you're going to talk to Coach Kennedy then anyway?
Sure.
All right. Well, you got the trophy. I will tell you, you can go in mere moments here. Third down and 6. Not that you need my permission.
Dad.
Andrews forgot the football. He has to fall on it. He went back with the arm, and I talked about Garrel Upremian.
Yep.
He kind of pulled one there as he went back with the right hand and lost the football. Went floating back to the 25 and opted to cover it back there to the 24-yard line. Near the 25, it'll be fourth down and long from there. With 1:20 left to go, and Larry is going to head for Terra Firma and look for Brian Kennedy and also Charlie Spencer. So fourth down now for the Eagles. Fourth down, they have it at the 24. They need to get it down to the 8, so they need 16 yards. 3 to the bottom, 1 to the top. Andrews pressure on, brought down. Goes down to a knee as he's hit on the play by Zane Fisher with 54 seconds left to go. And the ball will go back to Olin Tangi. Orange, and they'll have it.
Turnover on down.
With 54 ticks left to go, 22-0. In this one, and I think that Orange will be patient now with the football. In fact, they've already got a deep man back at the 11-yard line, Jaden Rogers. Schmeling and company can just kind of milk the remaining moments of this contest. The ball is at the 28, and Rogers is standing back at the 13-yard line. He's 15 yards back. They also have like a double wing set turned inside to protect Schmeling. He'll drop back and take a knee, and he'll wait and then bend down to the 25-yard line, take the knee with 50 seconds left to go. So they'll have to snap it one more time. What a performance in this contest by Olin Tangi Orange. 20-0 at halftime. And Watterson playing a stalemate basically in the second half. I mean, take back the first 5 or 6 minutes of this contest. Watterson never had the upper hand. But Olin Tangi Orange turned on the boost when they needed to early. Watterson was playing uphill the rest of this contest. Down to 22 seconds left to go. Differential between the game clock, play clock is about 7.8 seconds. So they'll snap it one more time. From the 27-yard line, Schmeling takes a knee, and that'll do it. 8 seconds, ticking off the clock. And Orange will remain undefeated, going 2-0 on the season. Watterson will fall to 1-1. What a battle in week number two as Olentangy Orange with 14 points in the first quarter, 6 in the second, then that safety in the fourth. And that's more than enough as they hold Watterson scoreless, a team that scored 41 last week. And they get the victory 22-0 in this contest in week number two. We'll pause and have our post-game show in just a moment. This is the CCL Game of the Week. It's presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Education First Credit Union offers our members a variety of products and services to meet all their financial needs.
Since 1936, our values haven't changed. It's always been about putting our members' financial best interests first.
Becoming a member of Education First Credit Union is easy.
Simply visit us online, in person, or give us a call. Together, we are better.
Education First Credit Union is an equal housing lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Hi, I'm Mike DeAndrea from Miracle Motor Mart. Did you know that 2 years ago in the United States, auto dealers leased more cars that year than in any other year? Now these lease returns are coming back, and because there are so many vehicles available, prices are low. Check out our website at MiracleMotorMart.com and view around 400 vehicles well below normal retail value. Interest rates and prices are at all-time lows, so it is a great time to buy a car at MiracleMotorMart.com.
Ganim Medical specializes in the sales, trade, and liquidation of new and pre-owned medical equipment. From a single exam table to an entire surgery center, Ganim Medical has the equipment you need at the best possible price. Ganim Medical has the largest inventory in the Midwest. Contact GanimMedical.com. Mention this ad to receive a 10% discount on your initial order. That's Ganim Medical, GanimMedical.com.
Beginning your college search? Continue your faith journey at Ohio Dominican University, Central Ohio's Catholic University. Do you have a passion for serving others? At Ohio Dominican, you'll have the opportunity to make a difference in the lives of others, like serving meals to neighbors down the street, tutoring children after school, or even helping to provide medical care and nourishment to villagers in Haiti. Whatever your passion is, you'll connect it with God's purpose for your life at Ohio Dominican University. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Welcome back to Dwight C. Ballinger Field on the campus of Otterbein University as Olentangy Orange, the road team, gets the victory tonight, 22-0 over Watterson in this contest. Take a look at the final numbers statistically in this game. Watterson, 181 yards total offense, 28 rushing, 153 passing. They had 12 first downs, 9 penalties for 75 yards, 3 turnovers, 2 interceptions, and a fumble on the other side for Orange. 264 yards total offense, 143 rushing the football, 121 in the air. They had 16 first downs, 7 penalties for 65 yards. They had 2 turnovers, a couple of fumbles in this contest. Scoring wise in this game for Orange, Starn took it in from 15 yards out. Simon added a PAT. That was a 5-play, 35-yard drive in the first quarter. Took 2:02 off the clock. It was 7-0. Then Starn again on a 3-yard run. Simon again with a PAT. 5 plays, 38 yards. Again, look at the length of the drives, 153. So the same number of plays within 3 yards of each other, within 9 seconds of each other when it came to the drives. Then one more touchdown late in the first half. Schmeling on an 11-yard pass to Rogers. The PAT was missed and hit the left upright. That was a 6-play, 69-yard drive. Took only 50 seconds to convert, and that made it 20-0. Then no scoring in the third quarter. Then in the fourth quarter, there was a safety as Andrews was tackled about 8 yards deep in the end zone. They were back on the 1-yard line and had trouble in the first down play, a running play, getting it out of the end zone. And Andrews rolled to his left on the second down play, had no openings there, and was forced to take the sack 8 yards deep. That made it 22-0, and that was the final score in this contest. Watterson got inside the 20-yard line late in this contest, couldn't convert. Watterson's stats in this game. individually. Andrews was 18 of 34 passing for 153 yards and two interceptions. Spencer, four catches and 49 yards. And Nate Meyer had four catches for 39 yards. Larry Wolf is down on the field right now, hoping to momentarily get to Coach Brian Kennedy. Also present the good hands player of the game, courtesy of Martin J. Mitchell, to Charlie Spencer, the tight end, who had a couple of fine catches in this game. Watterson falls to 1-1 on the campaign. And for Olentangy Orange, they are now 2-0. And let's go down to Larry Wolf down on the field, who's standing by with the head coach in his first year for the Watterson Eagles. And that head coach would be the one and only Brian Kennedy, 9 years as the freshman coach as well, too. He joins Larry down at the 10-yard line.
Guys, I'm here with Brian Kennedy, and obviously it didn't turn out the way that the Watterson Eagles wanted it to happen, but there were some positives to take out of this game, Coach.
Oh, certainly. I mean, you know, kids, great effort by the kids. We just got to get better on our execution.
Well, your offensive line gave your quarterback some protection tonight. You completed, I think, 16 or 18 passes, and you had some chances out on the perimeter. Overall, how do you assess the performance?
Well, I think we got to look at the film and we got to get better. I mean, there's a lot of things we can improve on, obviously, tonight.
We've got one of your players right here now. We'll bring in Charlie here. Charlie is our Martin J. Mitchell good hands player of the game for Watterson. You went over the middle, made some tough catches for this Eagle team. Charlie, this team looks different than last year. It feels different. Talk to me a little bit about the differences in terms of how you guys feel. You got beat 22-0, but it doesn't feel like that.
No, yeah. This year we definitely have a passing scheme, unlike last year. You know, we made some drives, but, you know, execution wasn't there, and that's something we'll get in practice. We just need to, you know, drop X's and O's and execute. That's basically what we need to do.
Well, you are the recipient of the Martin J. Mitchell Award. Martin J. Mitchell was a linebacker, and he was believed in big hits, but he also believes in good hands because he's an insurance agent. So congratulations on the Martin J. Mitchell Award.
Thank you very much.
Back up to you guys.
Larry, thank you very much. Just a reminder, you are listening to WVSG Columbus St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. We'll take one more break, come back with Larry down on the field, me upstairs, and wrap it up and get ready for the scoreboard show coming up in mere moments right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Knights of Columbus Insurance, world's most ethical company as recognized by the Ethisphere Institute, offering life, long-term care, and disability insurance, along with IRAs and Roth IRAs. Knights of Columbus, a trusted insurance agency with the AM Best A++ Superior Ratings. Contact their general agents, James Valent and Chad Osterholt, at kfc.org.
Salazzo Marble and Granite cheers on our Catholic high school team. Salazzo Marble is Ohio's premier provider of gorgeous marble, granite, travertine, and stone tile with the largest selection. Our stone experts are knowledgeable and professional with a 45-year reputation for completing projects on time and on budget. Visit our warehouse and personally select the right stone for your home. That's Salazzo Marble, S-O-L-A-Z-Z-O, online at salazzomarble.com.
Welcome back one final time to the campus of Otterbein University. It's the final. Olentangy Orange goes to 2-0, defeating Watterson, and the Eagles fall to 1-1. 22-0 the final in this one. The final thoughts of Larry Wolf down at the 13-yard line, sir.
This game just had a little different feel to it. You know, we've done Watterson games now. This is my fourth year, and this just seemed different. It felt different. It looked different. They got beat 22-0. There are no moral victories. However, this is a film they're going to want to look at because they had chances to score and simply couldn't get it done. Now, that's a great Orange football team. That's a team that's going to contend for the league championship in the OCC. They are big, strong, physical, and athletic. We said that all night. But this Watterson team is going to win some football games this year because they just have a sense about them. There was no, I'm in the huddle with these guys, and there was no despair. There was no, golly gee, we lost the game. Let's get after tomorrow, and let's go watch some film. Let's get better. So it's a good vibe down here, even though it's 22-0.
You're right, Larry. Zest, potential, and energy is what we saw from Watterson tonight, and the scheme for a passing game as well, too. Sir, it's been a pleasure to talk to you next week from Academy.
All righty, I'll be up in a minute.
All right, thank you very much. And again, next Friday night, it is Newark Catholic at Columbus Academy. We'll have all the action from the stadium live at 7 o'clock. Our thanks to everyone involved, but most importantly, our thanks to you for listening. Orange wins it 22-0. Just a final reminder, this is the CCL Game of the Week, as presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family, right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. Good night, and God bless.
You have
been listening to the CCL Football Game of the Week. The CCL Football Game of the Week was brought to you by the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Your play-by-play announcer tonight has been Randy Reinhart, along with color analyst Coach Larry Wolf. Join us again next week as Newark Catholic heads to Columbus Academy. The coverage beginning at 6 p.m. with the Catholic High School Football Preview Show. Get all the area scores with the AM 820 Scoreboard Show next.